The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sanger Theater.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for tuning in and thank you for texting in. You can do that at 850-437-1620. Joining me now, our next expert on the panel, we're going to have some fun. We've been having a fun morning already here on Pep Talk, so we're going to keep it moving and talk about our beautiful Sanger Theater in downtown Pensacola. So who better than to have Kathy Summerlin, our marketing and booking director for Sanger, here to answer all your questions on everything coming up. We've got Book of Mormon happening tonight and tomorrow, right?
And Thursday.
Big week. Now, Book of Mormon, when I was probably, I guess, in high school, was like a big thing for everybody to go see and line up for. So before we get to that, let's talk a little bit more about things at the Sanger Theater. How have things been going? I was there a couple weeks ago. Actually, since I knew you were coming, I wore my Corey Asbury t-shirt.
Was that not an amazing concert? Whew. And how he ended it?
Of us just singing, and he just disappeared. Told us to close our eyes. He did a little peekaboo and disappeared. But I was just sharing with Mike Wiggins before how incredible. Every time you go into the Sanger Theater, you literally just block out the world. Mm-hmm. No matter what you are there for. I was there for a worship night. I've gone for other performances and even comedians. When you get into the building, you just transcend into a different experience, a different time, a different world. And it just, it's wonderful to see how that just is in every single performance or event that is held at the Sanger.
Well, the theater demands, if I will, some decorum, you know, some respect for the arts and for the building and all of the acts that have been through there over the last 98 years. You know, that building is 98 years old. It's going to celebrate its 100th birthday, April 2nd of 2025. We're going to have a great grand party for that. But it transforms you and transports you to a different world, a different era, you know, where you can just lose yourself in whatever's going on the stage.
Oh, absolutely. And there's always something to do when it comes to Sanger. Any kind of changes, though, that have happened over the past like year or so. I know we went through having a time where we couldn't get to enjoy, and then we slowly got back in. But now it's full swing. I mean, when I was there a couple weeks ago for Good Friday, it's packed.
Yeah.
Absolutely packed. People are ready to experience and enjoy our downtown Pensacola and be back together.
We had 1,000 people there for church on Easter Sunday.
Wow. Yeah, so that was momentum that
momentum,
did.
Momentum,
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So
that's encouraging.
We've had 19 events this month so far.
19? And we're on the 25th. So you don't sleep or coffee's your best friend?
Yeah, coffee's my best friend. You know, it's that time of year. You know, shows are coming through, dance recitals. You know, the opera just had their grand finale with Dvorak and, the children's chorus is having a fundraiser on the stage on Friday night called Beyond the Curtain. And it's nonstop at the theater, even through the summer where we used to be quiet. We've got things booked.
That's good.
You know, we even have our movie series coming back this summer. It's not going to be as big and as robust as it normally is because we have events and, you know,
well, that's good.
Touring events take precedence, you know.
Oh, naturally. Yeah. Naturally. And we like that. We want people to book and come to our downtown. Yeah. It makes it easier for us, actually, so we can go and enjoy it. So please keep doing that. All the headliners. So tonight, though, we have at 7:30 our Broadway in Pensacola, The Book of Mormon. Now, I have personally never actually been able to experience this particular musical.
So the New York Times called it the best musical of the century.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's written. That'll kick me then. I should experience it.
It's written by the two guys from South Park, so expect some adult humor. And, you know, just a play on, you know, on life in the Book of Mormon and all, you know, that the Mormon Church is about. And it's got some great music in it. And we're expecting three huge sold-out nights. We do have rush tickets available, though.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that.
So a lot of the Broadway tours have what's called rush tickets, and they want to make sure that it's available and accessible to everybody that wants to be able to go to Broadway. So they offer a small group of tickets, a limited number of tickets that are $25 at the box office only.
Wow.
So our box office will open for rush tickets for today's performance only at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And again, they're limited to two per person until they run out.
So $25 a person?
Yeah. Yep.
Starting at two. So can we just go to sangertheater.com? Is it boxoffice tickets.com? How do we kind of work that?
It's only at the box office in
person.
You
walk down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they take a little walk.
I expect a line.
Good. Yes. Get some lunch. Go get your tickets afterwards. That way you can eat and be full and then go get some tickets. I think that's awesome. $25. Now, will that be specific seating as well? And do you know how many we have left? Because I know that this is a popular one.
They're limited in number. So, you know, it's first come, first serve. And when they're gone, they're gone. There's still some regular price tickets available, just a handful, though.
Okay.
I believe scattered on the floor in singles.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you want to go by yourself, you could still, you know, get on the floor.
Yeah.
And see the show.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. I mean, and that's something that you could do last minute as well. Just go to PensacolaSanger.com. And then right there, as soon as you get to homepage, click on tickets for the Book of Mormon. I do know somebody who is Mormon, who, and she said she absolutely loves the Book of Mormon. And she said, like, at first, like, when she, you know, heard about it and everybody was like, oh, I can't believe you would go see it, blah, blah, blah. But then when you actually go, she said it's actually very, it's filled with humor and it's nothing that is insulting when you think about it. It's nothing that where you'd go, oh, I can't see that. And a lot of times she was saying that you just find yourself laughing and going, yep. So I think that shows that's a testament as well.
Right.
So Book of Mormon, and we have three nights. Now, like Kathy said, head downtown today, 2 p.m. Somebody is wondering, is it going to be the $25 tickets tomorrow as well?
Yes.
Okay, so starting at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. So each day, the rush tickets are available for that day's performance only.
Okay, so every day, so if you can't go today, try tomorrow, lining up at 2 p.m. It's always good to get there a little bit early, wait for a second. Plus, it's beautiful weather outside.
It's gorgeous.
It's covered down there. It's not like you're going to be in a sauna or anything. So that's excellent. The Book of Mormon this week, and tonight it is at 7:30, but rush tickets, 2 p.m., line up downtown at the Sanger Theater box office. More information at PensacolaSanger.com. If you would like to text in a question this morning, good morning to you. I'm Jenna Barr in for Tammy Martin this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have Kathy Summerlin joining us this morning, our marketing and booking director from the Sanger Theater, our beautiful, gorgeous, historic Sanger Theater in downtown Pensacola. So you mentioned, and it's about 10:15, so squeeze in those questions or I can text you the link. That way you have it on your phone. Somebody says here, looking forward to that summer movie series. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I know. And Kathy said it's going to be limited. So I'm sure they're going to be very picky choosy on which movies they play.
We'll announce it. It's going to be an interesting summer.
I like it.
One director of all the movies, and that's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay. Now my brain just went all over the place. That's for sure. All right. So before we kind of get to summer, I've got another question. Thank you for texting in. I love y'all texting in at 437-1620. Any chance of Sanger opening up nominations for the summer movie lineup? That's actually a cool one.
We used to do that. We used to let the community pick the movies. Yeah.
Okay, what was a weird one that people chose?
I mean,
just Old Yeller is one that I feel like people would choose go towards, right? Like a classic.
We've had a lot of Hitchcock movies. We've had some of the cult classics like Jaws and Smokey and the Bandit, Grease, and a lot of the older musicals like Singing in the Rain and we've had a wide variety of movies. So tell them to text in and let us know.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, thank you for texting. I'm going to go ahead and just text you the link so you can go ahead and reach out. That way, give some suggestions, because if you've got some good ones stored up in that noggin of yours, I'm sure they'd like to hear it. We all have our favorites that we just lean towards and we gravitate towards, right? When we think about a classic summer movie. And so, you know, I think it's cool to share that, because then you can share it with the world. So I'll go ahead and text that to you. If you got another question, 850-437-1620. So what else do we have coming up at Sanger that we really want to get excited about?
One of the more fun things, I think, we have Black Jacket Symphony that comes every 3 or 4 months. This is a rock band that totally recreates an album from the past. So this Saturday on the 29th at 8 o'clock, Black Jacket Symphony will present Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever.
Oh,
so
fun.
They do the whole entire album side, and then they play, you know, after intermission, they just play some of the regular hits of Tom Petty. So, and that's pretty befitting since, you know, his recent, within the last couple of years, passing.
Right.
And they do a very good rendition of each of the bands that they cover. Tickets start at $31 for that. So that's something, you know, to do on Saturday night after you've sat in line waiting to get onto the beach.
Yeah.
You know, come back home and get cleaned up and, you know, come see Black Jacket Symphony on Saturday.
Black Jacket Symphony. And so I'm trying to look up where they're from. You said they come every couple of months?
Every 2 or 3 months. They're from Birmingham. They're based out of Birmingham.
Okay. Really fun. Mm-hmm. I do. I like going to Birmingham to shop. So I think that's really fun, though. And, man, I've been listening to a lot of Petty on my Alexa lately. So we can't say it out loud in case anything's listening. but that's really fun. And that's coming up this Saturday, you mentioned. All right. Awesome. And, of course, you can find all of that and more at PensacolaSanger.com/events, and then click on for April 29th, Black Jacket Symphony presents Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever. Details, tickets, the whole shebang. So then we've got a thrilling coming up next week, because guess what? Next week we are in the month of May
already. Although we haven't had much rain in April.
I know.
You know, it's typically we're drowning in April, and then it, you know, it's beautiful in May, but I'm happy we haven't had much rain.
Oh, this is nice. Perfection. Mm-hmm. Especially perfection for walking around downtown and strolling, getting something to eat, some coffee, and then going to the Sanger for Michael Jackson, a thrilling tribute. So tell me a little bit more about how this is going to play out.
So Michael Jackson in this show is a young girl named Fallon Lewing.
Fallon!
Have you interviewed her?
Yes! Yeah. Fallon's coming back for this.
Yeah. And they use...
I am now just... It's all jarring in my brain. She's precious.
Yes, she is.
Talented.
And she's talented. Very talented.
Her mom is amazing. Okay. That I just... All right. I'm sorry. I just had like a whole... You just see the epiphany happening as we're talking. And so that's May 6th. You can still get those tickets online. And that's taking place in the evening, right?
Right. It's a 7 o'clock show on Saturday, so it's a week from this Saturday. Tickets are as low as $26 for that. A portion of the proceeds go to Autism Pensacola.
That's right.
And they are using backup dancers from La Belle Performing Arts Studio, which is a wonderful art and performing or dance and performing arts academy in Pensacola. They do a lot for the community and do a lot of great work. They have shows coming up in June at the Sanger.
Very talented, very talented individuals. And the owners are wonderful well. Wonderful individuals. And Fallon Lewing is just so sweet. She loves Michael Jackson and has since she was a tot. And so this is just a really her shining moment. And quite frankly, you know, Michael Jackson, I think I mourned Michael Jackson more than than any other performer that has passed away. Mm. Honestly, I think that it came just you think of his music and think of his love to perform and put on a show.
Right.
Just really resonated with so many people. Mm-hmm. And so Fallon does that as well. She loves Michael Jackson, yeah. loves to perform, yep. and loves putting smiles on people's faces. So again, you can find that online. Tickets start around about $26. And again, that's PensacolaSanger.com for all the information. And you can read a little bit more about Fallon as well on there. So you mentioned as well, we've got Pensacola Children's Chorus coming up. We've got so much more. Where do we want to hit next?
I think we could talk about the children's chorus. You know, with 3,300 kids on the stage for that production, it's like wrangling, you know, hormones.
They do such a good job, though.
Yeah, it's a beautiful performance. Think about Broadway show tunes, beloved hits, costume changes. Angelic voices. Mm-hmm. There's solos. There's duets. There's the whole ensemble on the stage at the same time. They do a wonderful job, and tickets are very affordable for that as well. That is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beginning May 12th, with a matinee on Sunday the 14th at 2:30.
These kiddos are beyond talented. Do we know who is directing? I forget, like,
in
for the children's chorus.
It's Alex.
It is Alex. Okay, yeah. Again, very talented, and his name is blanking my brain.
Mine too. Alex.
Oh my goodness, it's right there, and I can see his face.
I can too.
Oh boy, those are the moments that I dislike the way my brain works. And so many people love supporting our Pensacola Children's Chorus. Please continue to do so. And this is the end of, you know, the school year for them. They're literally in testing on these weeks, mm-hmm. as well. All these kiddos, they're going above and beyond to put a smile on your face and to bring some joy. And so I absolutely love it. And of course, again, you can find that online, PensacolaSanger.com/events. Yes, a text in here at 437-1620. Good morning and thank you for tuning in. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr in for Tammy Martin, sitting with Kathy Summerlin from the Sanger Theater. She's here to share everything that's going on, get you all booked, get your tickets. Backtracking, in case you missed it, the Book of Mormon is happening this week. And if you feel like it's too late to get those tickets, it's not. If you feel like it's expensive to get the tickets, it is not. Let me remind you that starting at 2 p.m. today at the box office downtown at the Sanger Theater, you can line up to get those rush tickets. $25 a ticket. Get a pair. Take your friend. Take your person out on a date. Go out with your girlfriend, your guy friend, whatever, and enjoy the Book of Mormon tonight, tomorrow, as well as Thursday. Mm-hmm. And so that's happening this weekend this week as well. We've got a lot going on. If we miss anything today, which we're gonna, because there's not enough time on the clock, right? PensacolaSanger.com is your friend. That's where you can get details and tickets. So what else for the month? Let's say May, we've hit Children's Chorus. What is the Altar Bridge? What is that?
Altar Bridge is an active rock band, progressive rock, something that you would hear on maybe TK 101 or 99 Rock. So Altar Bridge and Seven Dust are going to be here in close to the end of May.
It's May 16th.
May 16th.
I have heard of Seven Dust. Okay. Yeah. Now I kind of can hear that music in my mind.
Yeah. So, you know.
How do they come into Sanger? I mean, we have angels dancing over there.
You know, there's something for everybody at the Sanger, whether it's so progressive rock to Christian worship music to, you know,
the Children's Chorus.
Children's Chorus.
Yeah.
We have the Santa Rosa County Golden Apple Awards coming up. It's not open to the public, but they're going to be awarding their Teacher of the Year at the Sanger.
Fun for them.
Yeah. I mean, we have all kinds of events. It's, you know, the Sanger is a venue for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's not just for the wealthy. It's not just for the elite. You know.
It's very affordable.
Yes. I mean, our summer movies are $5 a piece.
Which is so fun. Yeah.
You know, you can't beat that. You know, our concessions, we now have full alcohol, not just beer and wine. There's popcorn at all the shows. You know, it's a beautiful building.
Now, if somebody's interested in booking an event, like let's say they're like thinking ahead in time for the fall or even, you know, later on in the year for holidays, can they contact you for all of that? What's the best way to contact you if they would like to kind of ask you questions about that?
Give us a call. It's 850-595-3882. We do have meeting rooms. We have 3,000 square feet of meeting rooms for office parties or graduations or, you know, bridal showers or anything like that. So we can do just a little bit of everything at the theater.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. Weddings, man, I can just imagine.
Oh, yeah. And you just have some flowers and that's it. The venue is...
speaks for itself.
The
does
decor
all the work.
Itself, yeah.
You have a Diana moment right there. Oh, my goodness. Your train could be out on Palafox. You're just still at the altar. I'm digging all those vibes. It's 10:27 here on Pep Talk. We have about 3 minutes left with our friend Kathy Summerlin from the Pensacola Sanger Theater, our beautiful downtown theater. Let's wrap up a little bit more of the month of May. And yes, to those of you who are asking about the summer movie series, I'm so glad that you are interested in it. Number one, I think that's fun. It's hot in the summer. It's great to kind of step inside and take a break from the heat and do something fun while supporting local. And so just find them online. Find Pensacola Sanger, and you can go ahead and just follow along with everything. PensacolaSanger.com. Everything pops up on the homepage. It's very easy to navigate. We've got Tchaikovsky Discovers America. That's with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra towards the end of May.
Mention that. So that's a concert geared towards families to introduce your children to classical music. Once the concert is over, they're going to have what they call a petting zoo, where the kids can come in and try out the instruments.
Oh my goodness!
There's representatives from different parts of the community, like the voter registration, so the kids can actually, you know, see what it looks like to vote and things like that. It's really a fun event. It's very affordable. PensacolaSymphony.com is where you would get the tickets for that. And it's, you know, it's a Saturday in May starting at 10 o'clock. You'll be done by noon. You know, it's a great way to introduce your kids to classical music.
Classical, yes, and America. That's it. I think that's a great way to start, too. And, of course, we love our Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Again, mark your calendar. Save the date for May 20th for that family-friendly event. And then we've got Broadway Lights presents Beauty and the Beast. Well, that'll transcend me back into my childhood.
Like, there you go.
Like, I think that's one of the first VHSs that I was able to buy with my own money.
Oh, how sweet. That's
like
cute.
Maybe 3 years. I was probably about six, actually. Yeah. I was a little bit older. But I just remember that. And it took me years to finally throw away. So now Broadway Lights, are they traveling in for this?
No, it's a local dance company.
Oh.
So this is their grand finale of their season. This is their... recital, basically, but they're doing Beauty and the Beast.
I'm going to look them up.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
You know, it's students from the age of 4 up to high school.
Oh, yeah, cute.
And Debbie does a good job with getting her kids together and putting on this production.
And again, very affordable, $24 to $34, right there in that range to be able to experience. This is another really good one to bring your kiddos too. Bring the whole family
definitely.
Too. This is a family-friendly event. So we just took care of May for you with our Pensacola Sanger Theater. Let's see. Real quick, before we wrap up, we've got about 20 seconds. Kathy, when will the symphony tickets for New Year's Eve come available at the Sanger Theater?
Probably not until September. September or October. They typically go on sale for single tickets to the general public.
All right, so hang tight for that. Don't forget to find them online, PensacolaSanger.com. Kathy, thank you so much for joining me, and good luck with the Book of Mormon tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday.